A nice win for you guys to get to 11-5. You knew you were going to be the favorites coming in here tonight, and I think it started off a little slow, but once you got going, I think it was the pressure defense that sped up Southwestern Heights, and it was kind of blowout city after that.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like it was probably going to be a pretty physical game. I mean, they are such a scrappy team. They hustle, and I just told the girls we're going to have to be prepared for contact, really meet the ball, and I felt like they really responded tonight.
And they did. It was a great start for really Lindy Rumford and Brent McCormick kind of paced you guys. They both had 17 tonight, and they were taking some good high-percentage shots. Lindy, especially there right at that right block.
I know. I mean, it makes things so much easier when, you know, the shots are falling, and it was certainly falling for those two, and then they had to really really shut down those other two, and that opened it up for others, so it was pretty good.
You're starting to get more threats from the floor here in recent games here, and Amber Lottis had another nice game. She had 7 river points on the half, but Madison Chaplin is starting to become a scoring threat, and she's been kind of doing a good job driving in the lane and or mid-range and pulling up for that jumper, and sometimes you're on contact.
Madison, she does not know how much of a scoring threat she really is, and actually I feel like now she might know. I mean, she's had a little bit of success, and I have been begging her to shoot the ball, and good things have happened when she has.
Free throw shooting is pretty good tonight. 3-point shooting was pretty good. I think I had you around 5 of 6 or 6 of 7, but you hit your first 5 or 6, whatever it was, 3-pointers.
Yeah, I mean, that also makes things a lot easier when you're hitting from the 3-point range. But, you know, I had a serious talk with our guards, and I said, you've got to help us out a little bit from the outside. I mean, just at least giving a look, at least shooting it. And I felt like they responded well.
And you're able to play a lot of players here in the game tonight, and all 12 of them suited up there, got them back into the game, and some good minutes as well from the reserves there in the fourth quarter or most of that second half.
I'm so proud of the girls that were subbing in. I mean, we talked about it at halftime, and I said, when we are subbing, everyone needs to be on the same page. You can't be lost. This is not a time just to play rec ball. And they looked like they knew exactly what they were doing. I mean, we all practice together every single day. I mean, why wouldn't they? And they looked sharp. We scored. Our defense was really good. I was very proud of them.
Well, now you're done with your non-conference slate. It's 4 league games in a row here to wrap up the season, and 2 at home and 2 on the road. And one of those is at home Friday night against a pretty good Colby team.
Yeah, we're going to have to be very ready to play. I mean, Colby is so well coached. They're fantastic shooters. You know, we're going to have to be on top of our game, and I think the girls know that. And so hopefully we just take care of business, but we will definitely be preparing for these next 2 days.
Well, definitely kind of it's one of those games where it kind of turns up the intensity a little bit when you see the word Colby coming to town.
Yeah, they're a good team every single night, so we got to be ready to go. And I think we've been really playing together well. You know, I think our offense has been pretty sharp, and this is where I want to be right now.
Coach Sarah McCormick joining me here tonight. Lady Beavers win big over Southwestern Heights, 65-17. Thanks as always, Coach. Congratulations on the victory. We'll talk to you later on the week.
Thank you.